September 26, 2017. It is a day many women in Saudi Arabia will always remember.
Now to that historic decision in Saudi Arabia, women finally being allowed to take the wheel.
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman lifted the driving ban, in part to boost women's participation in the workforce.
This June, women in Saudi Arabia will sit behind the wheel for the first time legally. But car companies aren't waiting till June. They've already ramped up advertisements and campaigns to attract potential new buyers. Here's the world's Shirin Jafari.
Once upon a time, there was a king who didn't let women drive. But one night, he changed his mind. And when he did, it was as if car companies in his kingdom had hit the jackpot.
I don't think in my entire career has a market opened up in this way.
Molly Peck is the chief marketing officer for GM's Middle East operations.
Suddenly, a whole new group of people, which is, you know, somewhere between 5 and 7 million people, would be given the permission to drive.
Peck and her team are based in Dubai, and they wanted to get on the news fast to start cranking out ads, acknowledge the major victory for Saudi women. But there was a slight problem.
There was a lot of discussion on exactly how we should do that. You know, do we talk about vehicles that may appeal to them, or do we just talk about our brands?
American car companies have been selling cars in Saudi for years to men. When the driving ban was lifted, it opened up a whole new market, a market they didn't know much about. And it wasn't just GM.
All of the market research that we had in the marketplace on cars was literally 100% men.
Crystal Wortham is Ford's marketing director for Middle East and Africa.
So we had to go back and really assess what is it that she thinks about the brand, what is it she thinks about cars, what types of cars would she consider when you're moving from the back seat to the front seat.
Shukran, Baba.
The first ads went out on social media within hours. Ford and GM both went with a simple message. Congrats. But as the days went on, they realized they had to fine-tune their messaging. Yes, some Saudi women already own cars, but they had made their decisions based on what appealed to them from the back seat.
Before they had the influence on whether, you know, how the seat works or the vehicle works from the back. Is there, you know, air conditioning? Are there proper amenities in the back seat? Whereas now it's about how does she maneuver the car? How does she park the car? How does she handle the car?
They needed to talk to women face to face. This is one of the more recent car advertisements by Chevrolet. And here, Chevy does something interesting. It takes a step back. It asks Saudi woman a simple question. Will you drive when the ban is lifted? Some say yes, but a good number of them say no, they won't.
When we went to the shoot of Chevrolet,
Shireen Khoury shot the ad for Chevy. She was born and raised in Saudi to Lebanese parents.
I knew some of them would say no, but I did not know the reasons why they were saying no.
Off camera, some told Shireen that they wanted to let some time pass. You know, like when a new piece of software comes out and you don't want to be the first one to download it. Let the hiccups get sorted out first.
Another one actually said that girls in Saudi Arabia were brought up knowing that a girl does not drive, so I won't start driving now.
One wondered if the new decree is going to stick. What if after a couple of months, the crown prince decides that this wasn't such a good idea? What then?
There's a lot of social pressure, so they just want to see how it's going, how it's happening before they start doing. And they've given it a lot of thought.
The ad ends with a hashtag. Up to me.
What really resonated with me about it, as even a Western woman, a woman from the U.S.
GM's chief marketing officer, Molly Peck again.
It's not so much about the decision, you know, driving or not, but it's about the ability to make the choice for yourself.
The Saudi women who do plan to drive tend to be younger. And if you're a car company trying to woo those customers, a college campus is a good place to start. like the all-woman Effat University in Jeddah. That's where earlier this month, Ford held a driving workshop.
So they kind of started in the classroom, learned about...
Again, Ford's Crystal Worthen.
Different modules, so they actually got to sit in the vehicle, learn more about the car. Hey, this is how you engage the steering wheel and the brakes and all of the different elements.
18-year-old Sarah Kolk is a psychology major, and she got to sit in the driver's seat for the first time. She says her heart was beating fast, so she gripped the steering wheel and took a deep breath.
I was very nervous. I was afraid to hit the gas pedal too hard, but it was fine. After a couple of turns, I got used to it.
It helped that Ford had hired Francesca Pardini, the Italian race car driver, to teach the students.
When they told me, do you want to do that, basically for girls in Saudi, I was really, really happy for that and, you know.
But Pardini also had an important message to get across. Safety. In 2016, about 9,000 people were killed in car accidents, according to the Saudi government, mostly because of speeding. Now imagine a whole new group of drivers, inexperienced drivers, added to the mix.
This is really, really important, I think, for the teenagers to understand that driving is, okay, it's a good thing for the freedom, but it's a big, big responsibility as well.
So no texting, no social media, no driving if you feel drowsy or sleepy, and definitely no alcohol. Okay, Saudi Arabia is a Muslim country, but it doesn't hurt to emphasize. Sarah, the psychology major, won't be able to drive until June, but she has picked out a car. A Hyundai Tuscan, probably the one in Caribbean blue. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari.